Now let's we're talking about Yush, we're talking about Shinui, calling the combinations. We have three different types of Shinui. There's one type of Shinui, which is Shinui Hashem. Another type of Shinui Maisa, another type of Shinui Rishus. The one that totally combines with Yush is Yush Shinui Rishus. Why? Here there's a major machlokas rishon. Give me a Ram Hilchos Kneva. Ram says like this, Perek Hei, Hilchos Kneva, Baruch Aleph. Asa Liknos Menaganef. I'm buying from a Ganef. The oven godel who? Speak up, baby. Shemay machzik de over a very. Vagorn lo lignov gnevo sacheros. Shem lo yim to lo keach. He can't get rid of the gnevo. That's what he's stealing it from. Al zenem a cholik and ganov son in nafsh. Okay. Hagonev u machar. Vlo nisi ashu bailim. Vaka hukar aganev. Benjus Yashua Achach Mocha, Benjus Yashua Achashabach. Doesn't matter which comes first. Kona Lokeach. Lokeach is Kona. We'll see who agrees with this, who doesn't agree, and why. He called Venomachsig Neva Atzmulabai. Elo, no single hemba domim. He pays the owner money. In Lokach, we got him a force, or ain't a notes in clout, or this is the one that's a shovin. Oh, if he, fine. But Miyakir Adin, before all Takaras Rabbanan, he's Kona with Yush Shin Rishus, independent of which comes first. And he pays the Bailim, the owner. He's paid twice, yes, and he chases the Ganav to get his money back. The Rivet disagrees. My grandfather's a colonel of Rochel's Medayek, the Rivet like this. First he says, Zayzu Bala Menagneh, Vechulu. No, he says, the Rivet disagrees on two counts. Count number one, has the Yush and Shinui Rishus. And count number two, he doesn't pay the Bailam Rishonim. The Bailam Rishonim, no. If they want to get paid, they have to chase the Ganav, not the Lokech Ganav. Why are the two Tolei Chobazah? These two Machlokas and a Tolei Chobazah. So my grandfather, the Chonel of Racha, explained very simply. There are two reasons. That one might give for Yesh Rishin Rishos. Yish Rishini Rishus could be that, very simple, the Ganav Ayde Yish gets a certain amount of bailus, and he now has the bailus to be machne it, and be makdashim. If so, you need first yush and then shnei rishos. From who, and as the Rashba getting on hand with base points out, I own it, and my full ownership comes at the time I give it away. So who is the makne? The makne is the ganav, and therefore the lokeach from the ganav never got it from the original buyer. He owes him no money. Who made sure it doesn't go back to the buyer? The ganav, because what did he do? He had a chiyav hashava. He was b'yodai mevat, made sure that his chiyav hashava would never be realized by giving it over to somebody else. We'll get to Shragi Kaufman's question shortly. So therefore, his chiyav hashava still remains. The ganav, he has to pay the b'yodai mevishonim. So she just arrived at. See the Rashba and the like. Rama says different. No. Rama says Yush is a heteschia. But if I'm a ganav, I can't use that heteschia. Why not? Simply, Heshus Akzeel Shagosa. Lokeach min a ganav. He does not have a chiyuv hashava b'chlal. From the Bailam Rishon, he doesn't have it. He was not mafkia their rishos. From the ganav, he doesn't have it. We'll see why. It's sitting in his backyard. Comes Yush, has a right to be zochin. Who's he taking it away from? The original owner. Who does he have to pay? So that means he has the right to be zocher from whom? The ganav didn't do anything. He just set it up in a way that this person now has a hetzchia after Yush, and he doesn't have a chiyav hashava to the ganav because it was a mechira. He doesn't have a chiyav hashava to the original owner because he was not mafkia from his rishos. So Elamai, through his kinyan, who is he taking away from the original owner? You took it away from the original owner, you owe him money. That's why the two machokas and my grandfather's machokas are totally subsidiary. Now, yes, Rabbi Green.
Why is Yish so different?
Yish is a very simple thing.
Why is it different than
Yish Aveda? The Aveda. We learn Gzela from Aveda. This is Dova Hagozul Vahagonov.
Where did the Chiyav Mamon come from for the Lekeach? The
Bible
was in
Yair,
the head
is the Chiyav. I'm allowed to
be.
Head is the Chiyav.
Where's the Chiyav
Mamon
coming from?
I took it away from you. It was Miyayish. So it's Miyayish. Big deal. It's by an
Aveda also.
Okay. By Aveda, apparently, you're a very good question. If it was being Aveda, you're right. Here it is, not an Aveda. Because here, what is it? I have a right to be zocher, but I'm taking it away. I'm taking it away from him without the special parsha of Aveda that says I don't have to pay. So the Dova Hagonuv does not become an Ovud. Okay. Now, the Ravid says no. It's a Hakno of the Ganav. Hakno of the ganav, so who am I getting it from? From the ganav. And I paid the ganav. The ganav has a chiyav hashava and a chanami. Now he's made sure that his chiyav hashava has disappeared. How does he make sure that it disappeared? By being marked into somebody else. So therefore, his chiyav hashava now translates from object to money. Very, very simple and straightforward. And that's why the Tumachokas and my grandfather's Rav Atoli B'Zeb B'Zeb. It's a different way of looking at Shir Shishen Rishus. So I've put down two different options of how to look at Yirsh Shein Rishus. And we'll see as we go through how we're going to have to juggle this whole thing around. Now, that I did a Kenyan now that so what does the Rambam hold about Kolsa Kenyana? There's such a thing called Kolsa Kenyana or not Kolsa Kenyana if it's still in my Rishus. No, right? We learned that last year, right? Beginning of the third parak of Bar Mitzvah. For the Rambam, could be I have to make a new Kenyan. Certainly if it's in Rishus Rambam, I have to make a new Kenyan. Could be. Otherwise, they run into a problem of Kolsa Kenyana. Now, let's see our sugya. I wrote this as just a way of highlighting the two ways of looking at Yirsh Rishin and Rishus. And in each Rishin, we're going to have to understand why. Now, we have a sugya, Mishkova Velo Hagod. Mishkov v'lo hagos. What does the sugya tell me? So Rashi says a very simple thing. In order to become a mishkav azav, only the owner can turn into mishkav azav. It's the din of being matame things. So, and there's a difference if azav makes into an av, tum of neyatzmo, tum of yedei kabbalah, zehu. That's the first part of the sugya. The second part of the sugya. Second part of the sugya is talking about very simply, the Orusha Balabayas, Yichud of Hide to turn it into a Keli. So, how do you turn something into a Keli? So, and it's a Shini, it's not a Shini through the Yichud, the Yish helps. But automatically, there's a total disconnect between the two sugyas. According to Rashi, it's a disconnect. It's a disconnect. According to the Rambam and Tosis, Mishkav Lo Agozel tells me what? Now, and then the Gemara turns bein about yichud being miyachet something for a certain purpose, and the Rambam has a two level designation. There is a general class called medrash. There are five ways of a medrash. What are the five ways? A mishkov, a moshov, a daras. I mean, stepping on it. Nishan and Tliya. Five different ways that this object can support the body of Azov. Okay. There's what takes it to make it a medrash in general, and then a specific type of medrash. Okay, now, Ram has two levels. Tosis has one. Turn into a medrash. Now, the Gemara wants to say, only an owner can designate it, because it begins. Oh, Shabbalabai, Yismachshav Matamos, and Shalabda. So what about a Gazan? So what's the difference between a Gazan, Gana, Bifne, Yish, after Yish? What it is the Gemara wants to say, no. What's the difference? Difference is Yish Kani. Gemara says, no, let's go with Yish Kani. That do with Shine Hashem. Shine Meisen. Wait one second. And that combines with Yish. Otherwise, what's a Ganav doing here? If it had nothing to do with Yish, why am I asking a Ganav? And if it depends on Yish Kani, so then. So Yish Einikon. Yish is Einikon. If Yish is Einikon, somehow it combines with this Yish, Shine Meisen, Shine Hashem. Tosis jumps up. Wait one second. We know that Shine Meisen, Shine Hashem do not require Yish to have an Asayil. goes of Kayla, goes of Eitz Vasa on Kayla. Doesn't require. You shecht an animal. No years, you still caught it. So therefore, Rishonim came up with a basic idea, which the Gemara forces you to do it. There's an in-between shinui. In-between shinui. And that combines with the year. Otherwise, this Gemara doesn't fit. It's an in-between shinui. Shinui cotton, shinui garua, color whatever you want. And the in-between shuni combines with the Yiddish. The question, shuni is learned out from one pasuk. So what is told to tell us here? Samachayom at base. Excuse me. Give me a minute. Tosis Samachayim at base. Tosis Samachayim at base tells me a very simple thing. There are two Xeras of Kosses. One is Chos Labrios, one is not Chos Labrios. Wait one second. So I just said, wait a second. Tosis tells me that. So now I have a Tosis and Sukkah. Tosis and Sukkah says like this. Shini Maisa, Shini Shem, Chos Lebriyosa without Yush on Kona. The Yush combines with the Shini Chos Lebriyosa to be Kona. So says Tosas and Sukkah, right? Am I correct? That's what Tosas says? Or, okay. Okay, so then the question, so why? I mean, Shini Chos Lebriyosa is a middle type of Shini. It's a Shini Garua. Clever now south on a shini garua. You have a calf becomes a bull. It's, you don't go back in time and it's not going to ever become a calf again. Time goes forward. So, it's not a shini achoze, but it's a full blown shini. So Tosis comes up with Tosis and Sukkah. Talked because there the Gemara is talking about Shini Chos Lebriyosa. The Gemara says the way Tosis understands the Gemara there goes like this. That Shini Chos Lebriyosa per se is not going to be Kona. Yush combines with the Shini Hashem Shini Maisa is Kona with and. Thank you very much. It is Kona. Yush combines with this Shini Chos Lebriyosa. So maybe there are other types of second, a middle class Shinoi, but at least the Shini Chos Lebriyosa. Now, why? I have a simple minded idea. Because if before Yush, the owner may want to use this for purpose X, the Ghana may want to use a purpose X, but he doesn't know tomorrow the police are going to knock on the door and take it away from him. Not really a shini. The owner will undo it. It only becomes a shini al yidei the Ghanif. In what case? If he knows, the owner's not chasing him. Possibility number one. So then in the shini, that gives more permanence to the shini. Even though physically there's no difference. Okay. Or, somehow, I'll give you a different idea. Let's take a look in Tosis Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. What? It is that the change has to have a certain degree of permanence, and whatever is permanent by the Ganav is not necessarily permanent because the police are going to knock on his door tomorrow. Knock on his door tomorrow. Okay, now. Possible number one? No. Tosis told us Kufir Aleph on the base. Tosis is coming up with a certain amount, a certain kasha. If I mazik something after Shinoi, I'm potter. So if it's a guy himself, he has to pay because it's the gnevah. But if it's another person, so who has no chiyav hashava, he's mazik it's potter. So Tosis says, what's the logic? So it says like this. He says, why? Misfarim achalik with chizdu bein lifnei yishbilach yish to patter him from being a matzik. Lo have a kolkach bishus more achal yish lo lifnei yish. Shenokul lotzis mishus b'ayla mishin rishus o b'shin Hashem. My bias is reduced. So if I have a full fledged bias, oh, I need a full fledged shinui. I have a reduced bias and a reduced shinui. Plain and simple. It's another possible swar. The difference is very simply. Are we depending on the yush to enable the shinui and only or not? Now let's take a look at our Gemara. So I gave two ideas in Shiyush and Shinui Rishus. I gave two ideas, the combination of Yush with what I would say a middle level Shinui, not a top level Shinui. Either because I have to have a degree of permanence or no. The amount of bilis is reduced. The moment the amount of bilis is reduced, so I don't need such a strong Shinui. If whether bilis is in full force, the stronger shinui, less bilis, less shinui. Maybe. Let's see our Gemara. Yes, Rabbi Schwartz.
About Yush making something more kavua. So that would only explain the Yush working together with the shinui that's chozer. But a shinui Hashem katan.
It would not explain that. Yeah. Tosis and Sukkot only introduces Yush for what? Shinui chaser, right? But a shinui cotton, which is not chaser, then I have to come up with this other idea. Tosis and Sukkah that only introduces the combination of years for shinui chaser. Now let us see our Tosis in here. Let's see, the first toast is Gozal Mishka of the Chav. Farish read, the Gozal Mishka of the Chav, she Gozal Oro Shabalabayas. He stole it from an owner. Janim Chosarim Ela Yichud. But he has his bear skin. You just have to designate it what you want it for. You want to hang it on a wall? Some people hang it on a wall. No, Makabal Tuma. You want to use it as a rug? It's Medrash. You want to use it to cover the sofa, it's medrash. You want to use it to who knows what? Depends. Shabbat doing me the gozal korb and the chavre. Shema ya gozal behemi shal chol and the kedusha. Come on, b'chol. Shema ya gomor. Behemi shal chol and shema chavre kedusha. Oh, ya come on, b'chol. Shema ya gomor. Can't she cause? That means to be markish at something is a shinui goma. Tosis here says shinui Hashem. So we got a question yesterday. So we're going to run into a whole headache of is it shinui Hashem or shinui rishos? Then, wait 1 second. So according to the Rambam, what am I being makdish? I'm being makdish to Berek Habayis. I'm being makdish to Mizbeach. Wait 1 second. Let's go. Let's turn. Go back in time to El. What is Berek Habayis? The moment Hektish Kinyano, according to the Rambam, it's the owned by Hektish. So Mizbeach is owned by the owner, not by Hektish. Okay, Ptosis though says that even a korban is owned by Hektish. So Ptosis is now very strange. Yush and Hektish, why? So if you say Shinu Rishus, I understand. What about, but Ptosis somehow is looking at it as Shinu Hashem. Why? So let's take a look, and this, that we asked yesterday. Someone asked, I think Rabbi Kranis asked that yesterday. Okay, you have to keep everyone's questions in mind. Okay, so now let's turn to the Sugya Daf Ayin Ches. So Ayin Ches, may Korot Tur Duruvin, Hashta Tur Duruvin. What?
Ayin Vav.
That's right. Excuse me. Ayin Vav. So, Reb Chaim said, this depends. What does it mean? So, according to the Rambam, there's a difference. And the other Gemara is talking about Dalad Vehei. The Gemara is talking about Dalad Vehei. So, what is it? Dalad Vehei means I'm not selling it to someone for. But I'm selling it, giving it to Hektish. Giving it to Hektish, it depends. Am I giving it to Hektish? Berek Habayis, I'm chayav dalav. Giving it to Mizbeach, I'm not chayav dalav. Why not? So the Gemara says, Mekar Turdur and Hashtar Turdur. So according to the Rambam, I understand. You're giving it away. But if you still end up owning it, you didn't give it away. You just say, you know, use it for carbon. That's all. But according to Tosa, that you own it. So what does Tosa say? Tosa says, no, you didn't give it totally away because you're still the Bailim Lagabe Mitzvah. There are two types of Bailis. There's ownership of objects, financial ownership of objects, and there's Lagabe Mitzvah, I'm the Bailim. So if I'm Lagabe the Mitzvah, I'm my Bailim. So it's still... It belongs to Hektish, this animal. But when it goes in the Mizbeach, it's my korban. It goes in the Mizbeach, it's my korban. I haven't taken it totally out of my rishus. That's what Tosa says here, I involve him in Aleph. Now, is this relevant? So, is this relevant at all to Yish Vashini Rishus? You understand the answer, my dear Rabbi Kranis? Now, I'm going to leave that hanging. Tomorrow's another day. Is this, now, I discuss Shiyush Vishin Rishus, where it's coming from. Does it fit into any of these two, or maybe there's a third possibility to understand Yish Vishin Rishus? I don't like giving, you know, some people like giving Shiyush, it's a final thing. You don't have to think. From the ear, it goes through the hand, onto the pen, onto the paper, and there's no thought, no. Just open up questions. You got to think about things. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Jewish, young Jewish men minds. You got to think about it. Okay. But those calls it Shin Hashem. Now, this it's for business. Okay. Zehoyo Kamom Chosamai Segomer. Kain Imrov Avdem Yishkov. Avog Gazo, God of Mishkov Gomer, the Chavrim, Time Rukulyah, Avog Avdem Hach Mishkov of Logos, Larry Kodem Yish, Korban of Logos, Larry Afna Yish, Elak Bukok. Okay. So Tosa at the end says, what? Shinemaisik, Lavke Shinemaisim Mamish. Shemaisu luchude kone, shemuchach liyael, kamen. Avochim Hashem greido lo koni belogi oshinim aisa. He uses a very interesting phrase here, greido. Shini Maisa, Shini Hashem doesn't work without Yush, or Shini Maisa. Wait 1 second. What about Flevin Asa Isle, is it a Shini Maisa or only Shini Hashem? Rabbi Fried.
Shini Maisa.
What?
Shini Maisa.
Who said it's a Shini Maisa? Taisis
Musukas.
What?
Maskana Gemara says not Shini Hashem, it's only Shini Maisa.
Shini Maisa, so what it, therefore? So, who said it's a Shini? Which Rishon said it's a Shini Hashem?
The Rosh and Taisa suggested it's a Halim.
The Rosh seems to say it's a Maskana too, right? Yeah. What?
The way the Gra learned it, it's going in the Halim.
So, therefore, if Levin Asai is a Shini, so Tos is telling us something interesting. Whatever Shini Maisa means, I don't have to do anything. It doesn't mean something I did. Even if it happens automatically. For instance, an animal dies. Is that a Shini Hashem? So it used to be a cow, now it's a novella. Is that Shini Maisa or Shini Hashem according to Tosfos? L'chora, it's Shini Maisa. So now Tosfos has said like this. Shini Hashem by itself is not kona without Yush. Now Tosfos, right? But if I were Shini Maisa, that's kona without Yush. He says, Shini Hashem greater lo kona below Yush, or Shini Maisa. It's only Shini Hashem. It has to combine with Shini Maisa or Yush. What is Tosis telling me? Because at this point, before we get to the next Tosis, Shini Maisa is a full-blown Shini. Shini Hashem without a Shini Maisa is a half-baked Shini. Half-baked Shini isn't going to work without turning it into a full-baked Shini. What? Or something. But it needs a Yush to do it, or it needs a Shini Maisa to do it. Wait a second. If it has a Shini Maisa, it needs a Shini Hashem. So Tosis here leaves us hanging. Next Tosis. Okay, next Tosis. Okay, Tosis says, now this seems to be different. What does Tosis and Sukkah tell us? Tosis and Sukkah tells us that it seems to be telling us different. Shini Hashem by Hashem is gone. Where does the Sugya and Sukkah seem to tell us? Sugya and Sukkah seem to tell us what? Shini Hashem by itself is gone. Shini Maisa by Hashem is gone. And it's only Tosfos that if I have a Shini Chozer B'riyot, so I need a combination. So Tosfos here, Pashtus, is against the Sugya and Sukkah. So now, let's just read. Shini Hashem ki Shini Maisa domi. Shini Maisa my time may kara eitzim hashta kalim. Wood kalim. Shini Hashem nami may kara kalim mishcha lachshav abarzin. What is abarzin? Itzva. So that means I didn't do anything. It's just I did it via yichud. I designated it. And all of a sudden, it's not a bearskin anymore. It's a carpet. It's a rug. Now it's a rug. Harim, okay. No, it's not a bearskin. It's a rug. It's a bearskin rug. So the Gemara seems to be very satisfied with that. And according to Tosis, I need Yush, seems to say, for some reason, and I need Yush in order to turn this bearskin into a rug. I mean, Achshav Meirish. What about a Meirish?
Hey.
Okay. Meirish HaGodesh HaBenoah B'Bira. Shino Du Domov. They take on Sashovim. Time they take on Sashovim. Lav Hochi Hoda Be'enai. Goes back. Why? It used to be a board. Now it's a roof. Or Rav Yosef, Meirish Shmo Olov. Meirish is what? It's in the roof, it's still a board. And quotes a pasuk. Now, wait 1 second. You go by Lashon Torah, or you go by Lashon B'nai Adam. So according to the Sivis, what is it? Apparently, if a pasuk called it a board, we also call it a board. Otherwise, Rav Zerama, Shina Chosu L'Briyasu, Kishina, B'Shina Hashem Lo Havishina. Shino Hashem Shino Chozer Brosu, we have a Shino. Okay. Now, what does the Gemara say? Gemara says like this: Shino Hashem Chozer Brosu is not a Shino. Shem Shino Chozer Brosu is a Shino. So where is it? By right, Sinor. Question of it, Sinor. Okay. So, the Gemara leaves us hanging. Says Tosfos, Stam Meirish, Stam aboard, Kevin Shibino, Babira, Nisiyashim Abadim, Vim Toma, Mashu, Lotach, Rav Yosef, Ad Rav Kolchka, the Kosher Rabbit, for the day, Yush Great Akon, Mai, the Mashani, the Meirish, Shmoel, Vakati, Tikshu, the Rabbit, Hamashu, the Yush, Lokon, when you're the Farish, lo yush ayri, lohachi baruch Rav Yosef, yam rebishtu mishin Hashem, lo klum hu shapa, yam rebishtu Hashem cotton. Now Tosus says, when he says, shina Hashem graded, it means shina Hashem cotton. Im yush koni, im ken shina Hashem godol, ki hai de meri, shish lomu lo klum hu bifnei atzma. Tosus is telling us a very simple. And if Shin Hashem Katan is going to with you, if Shin Hashem Gadol is going to, logically, should be going to without you. What's the logic? Doesn't have some sort of a logic going on here. Shin Hashem Chashim Great, the Parakan, it's us. Yamashin, okay. The Shina Hashem Choshuv Great Akoni. Why? The Parach Gabe Tlevin Asa Ayo, Vinebi Shina Hashem, Have Hashem Hashem Choshuv. He's talking about the Havamina of the Gemara, the Maskana of the Gemara, Rabbi Fried. What's he talking about here? Tlevin Asa Ayo, what is it? Shina Hashem or Shina Maisa? Because if we're going to end up defining what is Shina Hashem and Shina Maisa, we're going to have to figure out what is Tlevin HaAsayel? So the good Rabbi Fried here announced, no, that's a Shinei Mais. Good, even though I didn't do anything. Either Rosh says Shinei Hashem, that's not Havamin everyone. Either Rosh talking about Maskana, I don't care. Right? That's what he said. Right? Okay. But then, I was told to saying here, I know the Shin Hashem Choshev Great according to Paruch Abigail. Levin Asai, I'm going to be Shin Hashem. Okay, Shloma. So the first Teretz. Teretz, first Teretz in Tosis, if I would, is very vague. If I would guess what he's saying, but it's a guess what he's saying, I'd say, wait a second. Tosis Kuf Yud Aleph of Abay says, that, of course, you steal it, it's not in the Rishus. Yush, it's even less than it's Rishus. So if it's steal it, if it's without Yush, it's more Rishus, you need a big Shinui. If it is more out of a Rishus, you need a little Shinui. Okay, is that what he's saying? We all get Shlomo. Whatever he's saying, he has a second shot. The B'chol Mokom have a Shini Hashem great Dekoni L'Rav Yosef, below Yush. What does Shini Hashem great mean? Cotton. Well, Kach Yesh the whole Lo B'Meirish below Yush. Shmash Tzorch Yush. What do I need Yush? But Oros Lav Mishum Kinyin. Kinyin Avim Mishum Shun Hashem L'Chude. Na Yush Ain Tzorch Al G'day Shoyo Marshev Shkifud L'Shav Abbas. I need it except for technicality. What's the technicality I needed? If without Yush, and tomorrow it's going to be pulled away from you, so it's not a Shini Hashem Bechlal. But it has nothing to do with the Kinyan itself. It's in order to create the Shini Hashem. Otherwise, you haven't created the Shini Hashem. If I decided this basket is going to be a rug, and 2 minutes later the police knock on the door and say, listen, we're looking for the owner's tenant here because he says you have his basket. Take it away, so it's not a rug anymore. So I need Yush. The owner forgot about it. The police forgot it. Anybody forgot about it. So now it's a rug. It's a rug. That's a Shini Hashem.
Why is it written by Marish?
Marish. So what's the answer, my dear man? If you're an Englishman, I quote Sherlock Holmes, elementary, my dear Watson, okay? But so let's see what Toz has an, oh yeah, Shlomo. Shin Hashem great according. Ma shetzorach yush v'oros lav mishum kinyin. The kinyin avi mishum shini Hashem l'chude. En tzorach ala kadei shiyo machshavas yichudu shavi abars. V'av ha-yush en kan shini Hashem. So I would have said that if Tosus hadn't continued. But Tosus continues. That is, if I have a period and I delete the balance of Tosus, it's a very good shot. But I can't put a period here and delete it because it's in front of me. Hektish boy imo yush. Shem en yush and shem hektish chalolof. Oh, wait 1 second. Gemara Metzia Daf Vav Amud Aleph, famous Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan. Gezel on Shai Shabbai v'shnei meni v'cholakish zelofishan v'shusav. I can only be makdish something that shali u'bishusi. So why does yush work? Why? Because why does Yush Shinner Shus work Bechlal? And Tos is coming and telling me, why can I be Maktashit? Because after a Maktashit, there's a Shini Hashem. So two things happen simultaneously, as the Rajba says. I get the rights of an owner, and I cancel out I'm an owner enough for one thing. To be makne, to be makneshit, to create a Shini Hashem from chulin to hektish. So my entire ownership exists on one level. My entire ownership exists on the level of I can now own it in order to change the identity. So let's go back to what Tulsa said about Yichroros. Yichud Oros is not because that tomorrow the police are going to catch up with him. It's a different thing. What those are. If the police are going to catch up with him, it had nothing to do with Hektish. Nothing to do with Hektish. So what's the halacha? The halacha is very simple. I stole it. I'm trying to make it mine. The Torah says, you want to try to make it mine? Wait a second. You're going to give it back. I have to give it back. So you can't keep it. It's not yours. But there are certain things that don't interfere. Certain things that becomes mine. Kinyanei Tashmish. Becomes mine. Fine. It's mine. After Yush, I get extra degree of bilis. What is the extra degree of bilis? That means I have to give it back. The next guy doesn't have to give it back. So I get the bilis to give it to someone who doesn't have to give it back. I have the bias to, but I need, only, who can take a bearskin and turn it into a rug? Only an owner decides. what he's doing with it. Because then it has real kvius. Not dependent on someone's chasing. An owner has that right. And that has nothing to do with chiyav hashava. So just like, so what is happening? As the degree of ownership of the object is being reduced on one end, on the other end, he's getting more degree of bialis. Bialis to determine what this object is. Not a bearskin, it's a rug. Not a bearskin, it's covering you the couch in your house. That's ownership. I'm owner to create a Shinui Hashem. Now, in order to be Makdashit, that means yes. In the end, what am I doing? It's Shali Beshusi, as the Rashba points out. The Rashba will see inside after we get, go to the Rambam. He says, I get the bialis. It's a bialis I have to give it away to someone. If it's a bialis I have to create Hekdesh, because after I finish with it, there's a Shinui Hashem, and what have I done? I've undercut the Chiyuv Hashava, but I've given it to some, I have a bias to give it to someone who's not Chiyuv Hashava. Chiyuv Hashava means I can't take it for myself, but I can give it to someone else to take it for him. So that's the Parshas Hatosis. As I was going through some old notes of mine, which I like to do after I see the sugya myself fresh next time. It seemed to say, I had something in my notes that said, okay, Reb Chaim, they had Reb Chaim in the stencil, but I didn't have a chance to look at that. I was dealing with too many Pekuach Nefesh crises this morning. Okay. Now, Chen Shini Rishus, not only that, if I mark that to someone, but who can be Makna? Only an owner can be Makna. So that means I get ownership. Yirush gives me a certain extra degree of ownership. That means I can determine the identity of the object. I can be give it to somebody else, a hakna, because I can't. What does it mean? On the one hand, Yirush says, this is Chiyo. Chiyo Hashava says, Tosa says, what has Tosa said? Yisra'as Yoda means, I can't take it for myself. Can't take it for myself, but what do? I have enough bailis to give it to someone who doesn't have a Chiyav Hashava. Very similar to what I told you, my grandfather's a Chronicle of in the name of the Rifle. Okay, this is Luchorot Tosas. The Kodshim Shein Chai Ba'achray as well, Tzorch Liten Tam said, Yesh Kan Shini Rishus, says Tosas. I said, why is it Shini Hashem not Shini Rishus? So what does Tosas say? Kodshim Ein Chai Ba'achray as. Yesh Kan Shini Rishus. Boy, look, my feet will chat us, we all should, I'm going to make Korra to the rule, and the hash to the rule, and the Komokom Shini Hashem, Yesh Kan. That's what his Tosas bring out here, my dear Rabbi Cranes. I involve him in Aleph, and you'll explain that to me tomorrow. Okay? Okay, Baruch Hashem. I was a little out of it for a few days now. Baruch Hashem sent me refuah, so I'm fully back into it. For a few days, my head was very cloudy.